All right, this is Oscar Dahl from Buddy TV, and I'm with James Morrison, who plays CTU director Bill Buchanan on 24. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Oscar.
Wonderful. So I'm reading your bio here, and it says you began your career working as a clown. Please tell me that's true.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know why you'd want to lie about a thing like that. But, I started in the circus as a clown. I had done some acting before that, you know, in college and in university productions and in high school and stuff. But that, and some, you know, other gigs here and there. But that was my first, my first job, yeah.
Cool. So can you tell us a little bit about how you made then that transition from theater into film and television? Was that something you'd always wanted to do?
Well, you know, I always wanted to make my living as an actor. From the first time I decided to enter the field, I said, what's the use of doing this if you're not going to do it as completely as you can? And I decided that I wanted to be an actor for a living, and I spent about a year in New York, and because I was raised in the West, I felt like a fish out of water. So I ended up back in L.A. And because L.A. is the arguably the center of the television and film industry now, you know, and always has been, I guess this is the place to be if you want to really make your living. You can make a living on the stage, but I just ended up here.
Yeah. Can you tell us then how you landed the role of Bill Buchanan on 24? Was 24 something you were familiar with before you got the role?
No, I wasn't really familiar with it at all. I mean, I'd heard that it was a really well-made television show, and I had never seen it until the night before I auditioned. And I got the call at the last minute right before I was planning a vacation with my family, and so I wasn't too keen on going in, as you can understand, because I had to send my family on to Hawaii without me and stay behind and audition. And one of the things that happens to you when you become an actor is that your personal life sometimes takes a back seat because it's so fickle and arbitrary and unpredictable. And so, you know, when you decide to make a move like a vacation, you say, you know, basically, you're guaranteed if you plan something to do, like a vacation, you're going to get a job or you're going to get an interview. So that's what happened.
Yeah, you've done a lot of guest appearances on big-time TV shows like West Wing, CSI Miami, X-Files. Is it nice to settle into a role like on 24, or, you know, do you enjoy the challenge and sort of flexibility of doing one-off characters?
It's really exciting to do an extended run with a character. It's almost like a long run of a play. You have a chance to every time you suit up and step out, you know, you have a chance to deepen your experience and more is revealed each time you explore it, and depending on the depth and the willingness that you have, the willingness that you have to go deep in your exploration, a lot can be revealed. And so, yeah, there's reward there. There are challenges too, in being in a role for a long time. And I guess one of them is that it's, especially in a role like this, you're just given a new thing every day. You're not doing the same thing over and over again, and yet the person is the same. So there are challenges there. You're sort of more reliant upon the willingness of the writers to take you deeper, and sometimes they don't, sometimes they do, you know.
You know, for the most part, your character has to remain at CTU headquarters. You know, yeah, during part of last season, you got to get out of there for a little bit, but do you ever wish you could go into the field, with Jack and kick a little ass?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, and I haven't been as active as maybe I could have been in terms of like going upstairs and saying, hey, let's get Bill out so he can kick some ass. But, you know, because they've got their story, they've got a lot on their mind, and they've got their plot to deal with without, whiny actors coming up and sniveling all over them. But, You know, you may be surprised. I mean, one of these days, Bill might get out there and blow some minds.
Yeah. You know, also, Bill Buchanan, you know, you spent a lot of time kind of being the straight man to sort of, I guess, the eccentricities of those around you at CTU, like, you know, Chloe especially and Jack. You know, is that ever difficult, you know, being the steady hand at CTU? Do you ever wish you could let loose a little bit more?
You mean like, do I wish that I could play the Jerry Lewis role instead of the Dean Martin role?
If you want to feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think the real challenge in being Bill Buchanan is like, I sort of liken it to trying to make origami in the middle of a hurricane.
Cool.
So, you know.
I ask this to all the 24 people we've interviewed, but still, is Kiefer as intense a guy on set as he seems? You know, what's the atmosphere like around him, you know, being in the same scene?
Kiefer puts 110% of himself into his work, and so part of that is that, you know, when you're playing a character like Jack Bauer, who is one of the more focused, arguably angriest characters on TV. Sometimes, you know, we all have a tendency to take the moment into the there's an intensity there that can't be denied. Kiefer's got a huge heart, and he's got he's an incredibly focused and dedicated actor and producer, and so, yeah, he challenges everybody to rise to that level, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons the show is as successful as it is that not only does everybody else feel that way because they love the opportunity that they've been given, and they value the opportunity to show the best sides of their craft, but they also are able to rise to that challenge.
You know, especially lately, people have been taking, extrapolating some political messages from 24. Do you think 24 is trying to make some political statements? Or, I mean, do you think people should even watch the show looking for those?
Well, I think, you know, you can't choose to do a show with a political narrative and not make some kind of political statement. I mean, it's almost like saying, we're going to do a show about gardening, but we're not really going to talk about the dirt and how plants grow and what photosynthesis is. I mean, you have to be willing to go where you have to go to tell your story. But at the same time, to look any deeper than that, I think, to look at this as more than a television show, I think is kind of foolish it's almost like people have been reacting to this like it's the first time there's ever been a show on TV that discussed politics or torture or subjects that are pertinent to our time and current. I mean, I just think it's absurd to make more of it than that. But it's just a TV.
Now, James, looking at your bio also, you do a lot of other things outside of just acting. You do a lot of writing. Can you tell us, you know, some things you do and anything that's coming up in the near future that you'd like to talk about?
Well, in fact, I am a filmmaker. My wife and I have made several films together, short films. She's a wonderful director, Riyad Galayini. And we're working on our latest project, which is our first documentary. We're examining the audition process in a way that sort of moves it outside the realm of simply being about actors auditioning, because we're exploring the audition process as more of a process that we all go through to attain whatever it is we want, and it becomes a metaphor for life rather than just for, you know, some actors who want to succeed in show business. And what we're finding is that as we talk to these actors and a couple of directors, we talked to Jack O'Brien the director, and Terrence McNally, the playwright. We're getting sort of a wide, more of a perspective on life's tryout mode that we're all in to be able to get what we want. And so it's really an interesting process, and we're in the middle of shooting it now.
Well,
it's called Showing
Up. A shot in the dark, but can you give us any sort of hints for upcoming episodes? And maybe more importantly, will we be seeing you in season 7?
Well, you know, as far as season 7 goes, I don't know about that. We sort of take it a day at a time around here.
Yeah.
Literally. But I would love to be a part of this family as long as I can. It's a wonderful group of people to work with, and it's a really fun part to play. Who doesn't like to be the boss? And not only that, the boss in a situation where you might actually, and this is my goal, by the way, to help people understand what it means to be a boss. You don't have to, be a dick to be a boss. And so I think that's an important point to make about how much fun it is to be Bill Buchanan, although they could very well make Bill, Satan incarnate, and we'd get whiplash watching it happen. They've been known to do that on this show. What was the other part of the question? I'm sorry, got off on a tangent.
Yeah, sort of hints on what's coming up on the upcoming episode.
Oh yeah, it sounded like that might be a hint when I talked about making Bill evil and making him the bad guy, but it's really not. It's just I don't really know if that's in store. All I can really say is that, because of the complexities of the familial dysfunction that we've explored thus far in the show, I think we can say safely that Bill will continue to help Jack figure out, how to best solve the problem at hand, and that I will happily play the Dean Martin role to Mary Lynn's, Jerry Lewis any day. So
appreciate the supply and good luck in the future.
Thanks, man. Nice talking to you.